leg as Woods takes off for a cheeky single. Bradley, how many Victorians are we expecting to fly over here to Perth for the Eagles and Melbourne do-or-die semi-final this weekend?
Well, the AFL clubs would know probably better than me, but our estimate or guesstimate at this stage is over 5,000 interstate visitors. So that is obviously a significant number, but with the new stadium, there's obviously a lot more larger capacity and greater opportunity for interstate visitors and teams, and that's around the number that's been estimated at this stage. So based on the sort of... And the guests that are booking in and looking at hotels, doing everything from three nights through to one night stay, depending on, you know, when they're coming in and out. But the great thing about having the game on a Saturday afternoon, particularly at the 1:20, I think, bounce-off, is that it means the game's going to finish before sun goes down. People will be able to move off to other hospitality venues, go out to restaurants, go into some of our entertainment precincts and hospitality areas and get out and visit a few of Perth's great pubs.
Yeah, and that is exactly, I'm sure, what a lot of your members are excited about, particularly around the CBD and around Burswood and the like, because here's an opportunity to say to thousands and thousands of people who are not only turning up from the suburbs in Perth, but turning up from Victoria, to come on out and make a weekend of it.
Absolutely. And look, we know that people are staying down in Fremantle, so they're going to be visiting pubs in Fremantle. We know they're staying in the suburbs. We know they're staying in the city. And pubs in the suburbs, up to the northern suburbs, the inner city area down south, are all gearing up for what's going to be a very busy weekend. And it's the West Australians that obviously make up the bulk of the numbers that are going to be attending. They're going to be out and about, but also the interstate visitors. And the great thing about the visitors from interstate is that they're spending on accommodation, they're spending on food and beverage, they're eating here, they're sleeping here, they're buying things in a retail sense, they're using taxis and other transport services. So it's a real boost for the economy, and this is what's great about having sports at the new stadium, is the increased interstate interest.
Yeah, it is certainly a boost, as you say, Bradley. If we were able to get 5,000 Victorians make their way over to WA, over here to Perth, to watch the footy, any preliminary estimates, I suppose, of how much money would be injected into the local economy?
Yeah, look, not taking into account the airfares, but just looking at their spend on the ground, anything from around $4 to upwards of $5 million, Ollie, depends on where and how much they spend and they stay, but that's the sort of number you're looking at.
Yeah, it's interesting as well. I saw the Premier, Mark McGowan, today indicate that he likes the timing, as you said, Bradley, of the fixture Saturday afternoon. It encourages people to make a weekend of it versus, say, a Sunday afternoon clash. All of a sudden, it becomes a little more difficult for interstate visitors to fly back, and they might say, you know what, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to go over to Perth and spend a couple of days enjoying everything we have to offer.
Exactly, and I see Mark McGowan's made the effort to contact the AFL in terms of next year's games to try and get more fixtures over here on the Friday or the Saturdays, and I think that's going to be really important because it's such a boost for our local economy. And, of course, you know, the teams play, I think our teams will probably play better when there's so much sort of that enthusiasm from the local crowd at that time of day as well. But at the end of the day, it's about injection in the local economy from that type of game at that time. And I think for West Australians as well, instead of the game finishing sort of in the evening when it's a bit late to go out and about, people are ready to go and have a meal. They get out and about. They actually utilise services. And it's employment. People are getting shifts. They're getting more work. It's stimulating the local hospitality economy, and footy and hospitality go hand in hand, and it would be a great outcome if we saw more games moving to, say, early Saturday afternoon for WA.
Yeah, indeed. Bradley Woods looking forward to the footy this weekend. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ollie. Have a good night.
There you go. The AHA WA Chief Executive Bradley Woods, hoping that we get 5,000 plus from Victoria make their way.